Hey detailers, podcast sponsor Joe here from Auto Fiber Australia. As pro detailers, we are all about using the highest quality products for our customers when it comes to compounds, chemicals, and ceramic coatings. But what about microfiber? Are you using cheap towels that get used once and then tossed into the bin? You need to try out our amazing Auto Fiber range of microfiber. Seriously, it is the best stuff going around. Use our exclusive podcast code 15DDUP and get 15% off when you purchase any of our premium Korean or Chinese made microfiber. We have a wide range of products that are tailor made to last a long haul so you get the best value for money and your customers will appreciate it. Go to autofiber.com.au or find us on Instagram to make your purchase and check out our range. Now back to the podcast.
Welcome to the Detailing Down Under podcast, the place for everything auto detailing in Australia right now. Here's your host, Dale Guthrie.
G'day and welcome to the Detailing Down Under podcast. I'm your host, Dale Guthrie. Back once again, so another nice fortnightly episode. So hope everyone's going good, and thanks for tuning in. So everyone that tunes in every fortnight as well. So can't thank everyone enough. Good feedback, and everything's positive. So we'll keep plugging along as we do. So got a few in the works episode wise. So as I usually do, I try and mix it up with some products. So hopefully have some product companies and a couple other little sort of different topic episodes coming up that we're working on in the background with a few people. So super looking forward to them as well. So I thank for them guys for reaching out and wanting to have a chat. So some we've had on before, a couple of new ones, so and a really good product company, well-known one too, which I'm super stoked about. So other than that, not much from me. Probably see the other day that I had some nice packages from, it was a lot of packages from Sleek Space. So shout out to them. So new studio flooring coming in soon. So, you'll probably hear in my next episode. So yeah, there's a few curveballs going on there. So all positive though. So I'm not sure how soon I'll get that down now. We've might be throwing in another extra piece of equipment, so we'll watch this space on that one. But anyway, enough about me. But can't thank Sleek Space enough for that. They're the new flooring, so can't wait to show you all that. And if you are interested in their floor tiles and shop floors, so head over to Sleek Space and check out what they do. They've got a wide range of colours as well, so awesome products. And as always, Auto Fiber, you hear him at the start of every episode. So thank Joe for his support. So reach out to Auto Fiber as well. So they have a nice discount code for everyone. So get on and make use of that. So other than that, we'll hook into this one. So you'll probably hear a little bit about this. So this was recorded just the Monday before Motorec. So we chat a bit about that. This guy had a car going there, which, unlike most others, most of us in the industry, most of yous in the industry did. So, it looks like that was a massive event. Spewing it didn't get there, but, definitely bit of a trend at the moment with me missing out on too much, but that's definitely going to change coming up. So, lots going on. So, this guy had a car that he'd been doing some work, was current month of street machines. So we talk about that pretty much straight up. All right, we'll rip into this one. So welcome Nathan from Elite Reflections Auto Detailing, all the way from Newcastle. Good evening, mate. How you going?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Pretty good.
That's all right. Thanks for having me on.
No, that's all right. We're Monday night, so I thought something different, mixing up from the weekend recording. So it's good to make the time. The kids are going to bed, so
finally.
So I'm nearly emptied my beer, so I'm good. So how's things going up your way?
Good, mate, can't complain. Plenty on, so, which is good.
Mm.
So always keep them busy, and yeah, it's good. Yeah,
we're just talking about Motorex, so I'll rip straight into that. I've seen you, you're busy, so you got a Falcon that you've done work to, so that's obviously heading there this weekend, so
yeah,
you're in there. I think I've seen your post there today, so we're recording just a week before the Monday before Motorex, so
yep.
Ripping,
so yeah, went and, on the weekend, just give it a polish and stuff, and yeah, just getting it all ready and helping the boys, and they're helping me just do the little things like the interior and stuff, so I don't have to worry about that, and I'll just polish her up and yeah, get her ready.
Yeah, yeah. How much? How long of a build time was that sort of thing, and how did you get roped into finishing that off?
I think from memory, it's about 5 years they were building the car.
Yeah.
Only really full on the last couple of years they got right into it. And how I got onto it is from another car I did, Yebra, the XF Falcon, the Candy Red one. I was in top 60 of someone that's not the one, just gone the one before. And yeah, the boys come and they seen the car and they were talking to the owner. And yeah, that's how they got onto me. Yeah. So yeah, Eddie rang me up and just said he wanted me to do the car, and he's asked me all the questions, and yeah, just and then yeah, ended up doing it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
bit of a feather in your cap for that one. So yeah, that was just in Street Machine. Which month was that? Not long ago.
Yeah, no. this month.
So
yeah,
front cover. So
yeah, front cover Street Machine. I went top 20 at Summernats, Maguire's Superstars, and got second in Special Effects Paint.
Oh, nice. So,
pretty happy with that, and so yep. Are the boys.
What work did you, was it like, how did it come to you, paint-wise?
Yeah, so the boys sanded it all back. Got one of the two brothers that own it, one's a panel beater, one's a painter.
Oh, nice.
So they'd done all the work themselves, and yeah, they sanded it all back and done a bit of a rotary cut with it, and yeah, I just finished it off from there. Went through and cut it with a compound and a wool pad and foam pad and medium polish, and then finished it off and then put a wax on.
Yep. Well, that's interesting. So do many show cars these days have ceramics on them, just for people that don't know?
I do see some cars, other detailers saying that they ceramic coated them. I don't.
Yeah.
I like to just wax it. So for instance, like it goes to Summernats in January and then it goes to Motorex, I'd rather just polish it again.
Mm.
So I know it's all like 100% again.
Yeah.
Yeah, just freshen up. But yeah, you can do it. Yeah. Everyone's got sort of different opinion on it.
Yeah, now I've heard that rather than if it gets a minor scratch or something, then you've got to recoat it. So you just put a wax, and some of these waxes these days are pretty awesome anyway. So
yeah, I like just freshen it up, and yeah, you know, it's good.
Yeah. No, nice. What sort of wax does that have on it?
That one, I just used 3D speed at the end.
Yep.
So obviously went through and done a correction and stuff like that and got all the marks out of it, and then just used the speed purely for just the gloss and the wax.
Oh, nice. So yeah, is that pretty much done for this week, or you still got to finish it off?
Yeah, no, so that's done. Yeah, the boys are just doing a few smaller little things. They'll be doing a bit of undercarriage and stuff on it, and yeah, it's pretty much done. They just got to get finish off other things like the display and stuff like that, but detailing wise it's pretty much done.
Yeah, and unfortunately you can't make the trip.
Nah, 2-week-old newborn, so I better stay up and do the right thing.
Yeah.
As much as I'd like to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah.
No, I've never been, and I was looking forward to this year, but it clashes with all my other stuff that I do, so I'll spew them the minute I seen it. So, but
yeah,
I know a few people that will end up down there, so no doubt we'll get a fair crowd.
So. Yeah, no, it's always good down there. I've been down there once and obviously see all the pictures and stuff like that all the time. But yeah, it's a good show. It's definitely one of the better ones.
Yeah, no, it's very well known anyway. So
yeah.
So how'd the story of Elite Reflections begin with you?
Well, We'll start it off. I had a VE club sport and I wanted to get it ceramic coated. So I knew a fella, Ben, like Prevo from Horizon Automotive Detailing. So I rang him up and told him come down and code it and stuff. And when I was there, I've always been into detailing and stuff, but never used a machine polisher. And I was just, when he came, he was polishing it and stuff. And I was asking questions. He goes, oh, I've got a spare polish if you want to have a go. I'm like, oh, no, no way, mate. I don't want to do that. He goes, no, you'll be right. You'll be right. I'll tell you what to do. I ended up polishing one side of my car. And then, yeah, he came along and done his coating and stuff like that. And ever since that day, I just went home and I got straight on the internet and bought a Rooks polisher. And that was it. The rest is history.
Straight to the top.
Went mad.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it was good.
And you always been in Newcastle?
Yeah, always been in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yeah, whole life.
Don't mind that place. It's a fair bit going on there. So
yeah, it's pretty good. It's sort of not as busy as Sydney, but yeah, it's pretty nice, pretty crazy.
Is there many detailers out where you are?
Yeah, there's a few. Talked to a couple of the different ones around, just what's going on and how he's going, and just normal chit chat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Send him a bit of work if I can't do it, if someone needs something done sooner than I can do it, or vice versa.
Yep.
So yeah, flick each other a bit of work here and there when we can.
Oh, that's good. So have you got a fixed location by looks as well?
Yep. Yeah, so I started off mobile. I was mobile for about a year. And yeah, now I've got a shed, so heat's better, which was always the goal, but
yeah,
I'm just getting there.
But was it scary going, like, leaving your other gig or what you did before to then
do it? Yeah, it was, because I'd been there for 13 years and I was sort of stuck in my ways and I was like, I just had enough. So I thought, oh, I've got to either go get another job or get into this. And I just thought, you know what, I'll give this a go, and worst case doesn't work, then I'll go do something else.
Hmm. Yeah. No, that's always a scary part, taking that leap.
Yeah, definitely. And when I did it, we just had our first son. he wasn't even one yet, so it was even scarier because I knew that my missus was off work on maternity leave, and I was like, oh, I've got to make it work, but I just bombed it.
Yeah.
Who cares? Just do it.
We hear about it too when people do mobile and then they go to fixed. Did a lot of the customers fall over, or did some drop off or because of that?
Yeah, not really. Many of them had a drama. Like, a lot of them still, yeah, just bring it to me or whatever. I have had a few, like, just smaller, like, maintenance details, and you tell them you've got a location now and they're like, oh, no, I really want something on mobile. But, yeah, most people just come to you anyway.
Yeah. No, it's all right. So yeah. How'd you go back? When you started out, what were your services you were running back then?
Oh, just a bit of everything. Just doing mostly maintenance details and like polishing and stuff like that, and the odd coating, maybe like one coating a week or something like that, or every couple of weeks. And yeah, working out the back of my club sport.
That's a fair setup.
Yeah, she was loaded up all the polishes and the gurney and everything in the boot.
What was the reaction with customers over that thing?
Oh, it was good, because I'd rock up to do, like, I don't know, like a ceramic coat or detail, like another HSV or something, and they'd see me pull up and they'd be like, oh, what's going on here? Like, and then start conversations, you know, like,
yeah.
So it was good for like car people.
Mm.
Yeah, a bit of a conversation starter.
Have you still got it?
Nah, I ended up selling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually sold it and bought a high ace because I was still mobile at the time, and pretty much as soon as I done that, end up with the shed. So
yeah,
I still got the high ace, but I'll probably get rid of that soon. I don't need it.
Did you sell it before they went up in price, or?
Oh, they did. They'd gone up a lot, yeah. But yeah, they were starting to come down by the time I sold it.
Yeah,
but I got more than I paid for it, so I was still laughing. I didn't lose money.
That's nice. So you're up with Fireball at the moment. Have you always been with them? Did you trial a few others and all that?
Yeah, when I first started, I was using another brand. Yeah, I don't know. Just a few things happened and I wasn't really happy with it. So I flicked over to Fireball and been with them for maybe a year and a half or something now.
Yep.
So, yeah. And yeah, now I just starting to have a bit of a play around with Titan coatings as well. Very, very early stages, but I haven't done a heap with it. But yeah, give the Titan coatings a go.
Yeah, well, we had them on here before, so they've an old mate Ken, he talks them up a fair bit and swears by them. So chat with him.
Yeah, I talked to Kent a fair bit actually, especially now that I've going to give the Titans a go. Chat to him here and there. He'd give me a few pointers and he's good. He knows a lot too.
Yeah. No, he loves it. So
yeah, he does.
Is your shop set up like with for aircon? Because that's pretty temperature sensitive, isn't it? That stuff or not?
Yeah, I don't really know yet, but yeah, they have said that like on really hot humid days, it can be a bit harder to install.
Yeah.
So probably good thing summer's just finished.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't have aircon or nothing in my shop. But yeah. Yeah.
No, that's all right. Not everyone can. So.
Yeah.
What's the how's the market in Newcastle at the moment? Is everyone still spending money? Are they?
Yeah, I'm still busy. Like I think I'm booked out roughly for about 2 months.
Yep.
But yeah, I guess with stages, like I feel like the phone won't ring for a week, and then all of a sudden one day it'll just start ringing and be booking in work left, right, and center. And then you might not get any phone calls for a little while again. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, and I haven't been posting too much either. Like everyone says, you got to post every day, but I'm that busy. Like, but then do you post? But you still like the post the other week. Someone said that. What was it, Ash from Riverside? He didn't post anything for a while and everyone thought he'd closed down. So
yeah, I did say that.
So I post, once a week or twice, a fortnight or something. But yeah, it's hectic. If you don't post enough, people think you're shut or something's going on.
I try and keep the post flowing a bit, like consistent. Otherwise, just to sort of keep putting stuff on the page.
Yeah, because it is weird like that. Yeah, you get no phone calls for a week or... You might get the odd one and then bang, you got like two jobs within one day. Yeah. Like,
then all of a sudden, like this week, I had like five random people that I didn't know just ringing me and asking me stuff. I'm thinking, where are all of a sudden all these randoms coming from?
It's like they've just discovered you and.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they've seen a post somewhere or someone's shared something and then,
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
What was, I did see this something the other day, that old black and red other Falcon, that GT Falcon you were doing.
Oh, yeah. What's I've done that one for the boys at Full Throttle Custom Garage.
Yep.
They painted it up and they just got me to come out and do a bit of work on it and finish it off for them and
No, that was... That caught me eye, that thing. So not that I'm a four guy, but it doesn't matter. But it was more of the paint work on it looked pretty
good. Yeah, it's a nice paint job on that one.
Yeah. So you're obviously one man band?
Yeah, one man band, mate. I have thought about putting on employees or whatever, but I don't know. Sometimes I want to, sometimes I don't. Some people say, do it. And other people are like, just stay by yourself.
Yeah.
But I do like just cruising along by myself and don't have to worry about anyone or what they're doing or whatever. So
quality of work they're doing and stuff as well. So
and I don't mind working by myself. Gets lonely.
Yeah, it does.
I get bored and I'm like, who can I ring?
it's good like that. I'm the same. And then it's good when you're coding and stuff. When you're not polishing, making noise, you can always put the headphones on and ring someone or
as
long as they're not busy. So
no chance when you're polishing, but as soon as you're coding or something like that or you're doing interior.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Give someone a ring and talk some shit.
Yeah. So are you certified with anything else? Are you looking, you're not interested in the PPF game or anything like that?
No, I haven't I haven't had anything to do with the PPF really. Something I'd like to learn to do. I'd like to do it, but it's not really what I'm really interested in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I definitely will get into it, but yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be offering it all the time. Think it is definitely a good thing to learn.
It's not easy, I'll say that.
Yeah, I've heard a few people say they're a bit stressful.
Yeah. Oh, I don't do it very often. So, like, the boys that are really good at it and girls, like, they do it every day. So,
yeah.
If you don't do it every day, you can drop down and in your skill level. And it's like, yeah, it is hectic. And some of the cars these days are crazy as well. So, it's like, far out.
Yeah. So, some of the ones I see that when they put PPF on, like, Porsche GT3s and stuff like that, I think, oh, that must be a nightmare to wrap.
Yeah.
But I've got no idea about it, so it might be easy. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Probably is easy for some people.
Yeah, or they make it look easy. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So, no, there's quite a few good ones in Australia. So,
yeah.
That's good. So, you got many, what were you, for anyone starting out, what were your challenges back in the day? What were you struggling with, or what do you still struggle with now, you reckon?
I've been pretty lucky, to be honest. Like, I've always sort of, when I started out, I know a heap of, because I'm in the cars and stuff like that as well, and I've had Harleys and stuff like that, so I know a lot of people around different groups of people and stuff like that, so I've always been lucky with like work and stuff. So I think the quietest I really ever used to be, even when I first started, was like 2 weeks booked out in advance. So
that's right.
I don't know. Yeah,
just as it comes.
Yeah.
How do you find doing bikes? You fan of that?
I don't mind it. Yeah, I don't know. It's good. I wouldn't want to be doing them every day, but I don't mind doing the bikes just to break it up a little bit.
Is it mainly Harleys or Sim? What
have we got? Yeah, pretty much Harleys. Like, I think I've only ever done one Victory, and every other bike is Harleys. Like, never really any, no sports bikes at all.
Yep.
Yeah.
They get pretty easy when they're all the same.
Yeah. And the paint's pretty easy to work with. Like, it's never really too hard to get good. So.
No, it's always, I thought that, and I'm never sure how thin they are either, or how thick the paint is. I haven't gone that far on them, but.
Yeah.
They say
they're thin. I've never had any dramas with them, so can't be too thin.
What's what's the plans for the future? Staying where you are, getting bigger, you reckon?
Yeah, I'd like to make the shop look a bit better and fit it out a bit and stuff like that, and yeah, just make it look better, really.
Maybe. How big is your shop?
Oh, I think it's roughly about 90 squares.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, so it's not too bad. It's good for just me.
Yeah.
If I had employees, then yeah, I'd need a bigger shop for sure, I reckon. That's probably the other reason why I probably don't go putting on people, because yeah, you know yourself, if you've got to coat a car and it's got to stay there, and yeah, you sort of run out of room pretty quick if you got yourself working on another car the next day and and one of your employees as well.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, no, then the overheads get bigger. So
yeah,
I might have something coming up about having a shop or working from home. We might have a topic coming up about that, so
yeah,
should be all right. So I had another question for you. Slipped me mind. So how do you know, was it Max at Dobbed In, wasn't it?
He stitched me up.
He did.
Yeah, Max is from Adelaide and I'm from Newcastle, so obviously we've never met, but yeah, he just I think he started using Fireball, and then he must have seen me on their page or something like that, and he started flicking me a few messages, and yeah, we talk all the time now, like pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Been talking to him for like about 6 months every day, and yeah, he said a couple of times, oh, why don't you go on the pod? I'm like, oh man, that's not for me, like I can't do something like that, and then he stitched me up anyway.
Yeah. Oh, he just reached out and he said, oh, maybe check you out. And I said, oh, yeah. And I'm like, who is it? And then I looked it up. I'm like, I'm already following him. So, yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
Know of him. Yeah, no, that's cool. That's, yeah, Oh, that's what the pod's all about, bringing people together, obviously. But obviously, you knew each other before, but it's good how, like, people dob each other in all the time. But yeah, they all mean well, but it's not for everyone either. So everyone freaks out. So,
I never ever thought I'd ever do something like this, to be honest. So it's way out of
that's
my comfort zone and seems all right so far.
yeah, I've been out of my comfort zone since I started it. So I think we all know that. So, but no, that's good. At least you're having a crack. So, but yeah. That VL looked pretty nice too that you done.
Gold one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my best mate's car.
Yep.
So yeah, that's a nice car, that one.
Very tidy, so.
Yeah, I've done that one. Or even before I was detailing, like he's made top 60 twice and he's won awards on Tough Street and stuff like that at Summonats. And yeah, so because he's been my best mate since we were like five or something, so I've always been around and not polishing it and stuff like that, even before I knew what we were doing. Like, yeah, always helping me out when I can.
Is that the sort of work you prefer as well? Like, love doing like show cars like that as well?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, only because I love cars like that. So yeah, I just love cars, especially cars like that, like show cars or like tough cars with big V8s, and that's what I'm just a V8 guy. So yeah, I always love working on something cool like that.
Yeah, I always wonder about it if the passion takes over the hourly rate or whatever. Like, don't worry
It
about
comes
it.
to cars like that, I don't even care. Like, I'm not out there to become a millionaire. Like, I don't
Yeah.
care about the money when it comes to cars like that. I just enjoy doing.
Yeah, no, seeing the end result is pretty cool, so.
Yeah. And that's what I love about nearly every car. Like, you get to the end and like, you know what? That looks good. Even though there's plenty of times with some of the cars, like you're doing them, you're like, oh, how am I gonna make this thing look good? Or you're just not happy. But when you get to the end, you're like, yeah, no, that can't look good.
Yeah, so even like white cars, like they bring them in, I can wash it and maybe polish it to look half shiny, but compared to like a black car, it's like completely different. So,
Yeah, that's why I love doing black cars, just because yeah, they just I don't know, they're just so much better when they're done.
what's been a bad one to play with paint wise? We always hear the soft and hard paints, like ones that are terrible.
Probably the worst ones I've done is probably like black Silverados and black Isuzu D-Max. That was pretty bad. But yeah, they're probably the standouts that come to mind straight away.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, I think that's fairly standard, I reckon, across the board,
Yeah.
them too. So,
Yeah.
but no, that's cool. So, we're ripping to me 6-stage questions.
Yeah.
So, if you can remember, or yeah, definitely remember what your first ever detailing job was.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. I
Takes you
think.
back a bit.
Yeah, it does. I think the first one, the one that come to mind the most was we made some BL Calais, candy red BL Calais turbo drag car. As soon as I bought me machine polish, he's like, "Oh, you can come around and practice on mine." I'm like, "Practice on that?" He's like, "Oh, you'll be right." I'm like, "Oh, righto then." So yeah, that was definitely the first one that I just went and machine polished by myself. And yeah, probably had no idea what I was doing, but it come up pretty good. I haven't had to do it again since, so. Can't be that bad.
Did you mainly are you mainly self-taught, or did you learn off your any spray painters or panel
Bit of
makers?
everything. Your mate Prevo, who originally got me into it and come and done my club sport, he taught me a lot at the start, and then yeah, a lot of just researching and stuff like that after that. Like, and yeah, meeting painters and learning different things off different detailers, and yeah, just. Yeah, when I get going, I just get obsessed with something, and then I'll just keep researching and researching and researching and researching until I just get it. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I think we're all a bit like that, I reckon.
Yeah.
So, well, that'll probably coincide with what your favorite polisher is, if we already don't know.
Shine, mate.
Really?
Yeah. I've had two rips before, but yeah, I tried the Shine Mate, and I reckon, I don't know, I just like it better.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm definitely Shine Mate. So I got rid of all the rips and all Shine Mates now. I got a Flex PXE80. That's pretty good.
Yep.
But yeah, I haven't tried any of the other Flexes besides that one.
Interesting. No, that's a lot of guys use the Shine Mate, so.
Yeah. I just think they cut good and they finish good. I just feel like they got a bit more power than the rips, but
yep.
Some people might not agree with that. That's just how I feel.
No, each to their
Everyone own. Says different things. Like some people don't like Shine Mate and
yeah,
people don't like Flex or whatever, and then others love it.
I seen another one pop up the other day. I think it was called Liquid Elements. So for anyone out there that doesn't know, but check them out. I think they're on the Obsessed Garage. We're talking about them. Matt Moore was talking about them. So they're a pretty small company, but he was rating them very highly. So
yeah.
Take what he says however you want. But yeah, there was a brand I've never heard of. So
yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, no, I'd never heard of them either. I'm like, what the hell's this? So I looked them up, but they're all overseas. But yeah, nothing's for here. But yeah, that was interesting. And Shine Mate bought a new one out. I think a little, what was it, 3-inch or 1-inch or something?
Oh,
been out for a bit, cordless thing.
Yeah, that's like a little similar to like a PXE80.
Yeah.
Shine Mate version.
Yeah.
Well, when I bought me PXE, I was waiting for that to come out, the Shine Mate one, but it just wasn't coming out. So I just ended up getting the Flex one.
Yep. Yeah, nice. What's your sort of polish? Do you have a range of ones that you sort of go to's, or you stick to a certain brand?
Yeah, my go-to is 3D.
Yep.
Pretty much, yeah. 99% of the cars is just always 3D. The other one I do like is Koch Chemie. They're pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Other than that, I don't really go on much on the other ones. I did start with the rips, polishes and compounds when I first started. They're pretty good, but yeah, I just think 3D is the best in my opinion.
Yeah. Once you stick to something or you know how it works, you just sort of run with it.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been the same, definitely. So. Have you got like a dream car?
HK Monaro.
HK?
Yeah, HK Monaro for sure.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'll ever get one, the price of them, but might have to settle for a 4-door HQ.
Yeah.
No, I'll get one day. I'll make sure of it. But just don't know when.
Yeah.
Not with the cost of living these days.
Nah, it's hectic, isn't it? Yeah. Do you have, you don't have like a toy car at the moment to play with or?
Yes, yeah, so I've got a VNSS.
Yep.
It's got 355s, mini tubs and yeah. Full manualized turbo 350 with a 4 grand converter and stuff like that. I've had that one for like 20 years.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not bad in a while. Yeah, got it when I was 17. And I'm 37 now.
Probably be worth similar to that club sport you sold, probably.
Yeah, probably more.
If not more.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, no, it's good. I've always been into cars and stuff, so yeah. Mm. And I've had a heap of different other cars. Like that's always just been like a weekend car. And I've always had like SSs and club sports and Rexies and
yeah.
You name it. Yeah. Always just dailies. Stuffing around with them, putting wheels on them and slamming them and stuff like that.
Making them louder.
Yeah, yeah. Get defected in the dailies.
No, that's good. I think, yeah, we're all very similar like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you got a favorite detailing tool or a product that you love?
I think air compressor is definitely a big one. I love my air compressor.
Yeah, it
comes in handy. Like that's one thing I always need. But yeah, I just love the 3D polishes and I love the Lake Country pads and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they're probably something I just always need. Like I couldn't go without it, I don't think.
Are you a wool or microfiber or foam? Or?
Wool for cutting and yeah, just foam.
Yeah,
I have used the microfiber ones and stuff a while ago, but yeah, I don't know. Just always go back to the wall.
Yeah. No, that's all right. A tip for a detailer starting out. Anyone, any young ones or any older ones want to start out these days?
Yeah, just get out, have a crack and yeah, just try and do good work, and yeah, the rest will just fall into place. Yeah. Customers will just keep coming and get referrals and stuff like that. So yeah, if you want to do it, just give it a crack.
Yeah.
What's the worst can happen? Just rip in, it'll work out.
Yeah. You go hard enough, anything could happen. So
yeah, that's right. Just got to make sure you're doing a good job, and yeah, the rest will be fine.
How'd you go pricing yourself when you first started? That's always something too I see low. People starting. Yeah, yeah. I think we all probably are or still am, but yeah, no, I see these days people how they charge or what they're charging, and everyone's just like, raise your prices. Yeah.
Mate Max from Opulent Detail, he'd stitch me up. He's always saying, put your prices up, put your prices up. I'm like, oh, really? Like, I have been putting my prices up. I'm still sort of like, yeah, going from like mobile and yeah, just getting into the shop and just always changing prices, putting them up, changing them, changing packages, and always find I'm doing more than I was back then as well, like different details. And I like to make sure I always coat customers' wheels and stuff now, where before I wouldn't worry about it, stuff like that. But
yeah, just
the more you sort of do that, you just keep going to the next level, and like, oh, I've got to do that now. I've got to do this now. And yeah. So
yeah, the more you do it, the more you know and get better at it and more time efficient as well. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, that's good. At least he's coaching you on or whatever and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that would help. So, you got any other interests outside of detailing?
Yeah, definitely cars.
Just cars.
Yeah, cars and bikes and the family.
Have you got a bike still?
Nah, I sold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sold it a few years ago now. Had a Harley, sold that. But yeah, I've always been into cars, but yeah, since I was 5 year old or something like that, as long as I can remember, like I was always getting the Street Machine, and my old man's into cars and stuff like that as well. So he's always had HSVs and stuff like that. Like, nothing too crazy, but he'd put wheels on them and exhausts and stuff like that. So I think it was just in the blood the whole time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Always a car nut.
Oh, that's good. That's, I think how most of us got here pretty much. So
yeah. Yeah, that's right. And that's probably why I'm doing what I'm doing now.
Mm.
If I wasn't a car nut, then yeah, well, I don't think I'd be detailing.
No. So. Oh, that's about it, mate, really. We're pretty short and sweet, I think. I don't know. I'm not counting, but how can people chase up with you? Messenger or?
Yeah, just flick me a message on Instagram or Facebook, and yeah, always keen to meet new details and stuff like that. So if anyone wants to say good day or whatever, just flick us a message.
Yep. No, you got a good website as well, by the looks.
Yeah, got a website.
So, do you get much traffic through that?
I wouldn't have a clue. No idea, mate. I don't know how to work any of that.
At least you're honest.
I'm going to find out. My mate designed the website for me, so I'd probably have to ask him.
Yeah. No, you just got to call because you just got a contact. Have you got a... Oh, yeah, you got like a submission page thing there that people can fill in, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no, it's a good website.
It is actually a good website, yeah.
Yeah, you've done a good job.
No, it's sick. So, well, we'll wrap it up, mate. But, yeah, thanks heaps for making the effort. So,
no worries, mate. Thanks for having me on. It was good to have a chat with you.
Yeah, no, we reached out a while back and you were just about, you're about to have your second baby. So that was full on. So we let that settle down a bit. So
yeah, I was actually at the hospital.
Yeah,
<that's right. laughs> ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All good.
Nah, long as he's baby's all good. So
yeah, no, he's good. He don't like sleeping, but I don't think any of them do.
No, not that age. So
nah, definitely not.
So awesome, man. So well, thanks heaps, and we'll chat soon, everybody. So. Keep listening. Cheers.
That was another episode of the Detailing Down Under podcast. Subscribe now for everything auto detailing in Australia.